Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Shining a green laser pen into the face of the international break and celebrating the move into the business end of the season after a tiny blank. Just eight more rounds of fixtures to go. Welcome back to Game Week, everyone, with me, Matt Dyson, and Dan Pryor in his East London flat. Hello, Dan.
That made me sound like a hipster.
In his dungarees and his big beard,
getting along on a monocycle,
cereal, yeah, in a cafe on his, yeah, yeah. Is that what they ride now, the monocycle? So I thought they ride like penny farthings.
Cool. That's it. Yeah.
Penny. Just to clarify, Dan is very much not a hipster. What would you say? What is the anti-hipster? What is the opposite?
Just a norm. What is it? Normcore. Just that's norm. What I got told I wore.
Normcore.
It's not like saying normal clothes. It's quite, in a way, it's insulting.
Normcore. Have you still got that t-shirt with pig snouts on it?
Yeah.
Remember that? I don't remember that. Still there. That was real. That was a real normcore highlight, wasn't it? That t-shirt. So the old green laser pen shining. It's taking salad dodging to an extreme new level. And I wouldn't encourage, to be honest. But, you know, it might be the only way to stop him scoring points in FPL. You know, I wouldn't encourage green laser pen shining, but you know, if everyone's captaining him and he delivers on such a regular basis, then you know, what will be will be. Laser pens are okay in nightclubs, are they?
I don't know. Where are they used? Is it for like landing planes or something?
What is their actual purpose? I think it's just for like giving a presentation.
Yes, like a lecturer, yeah.
On an overhead projection. Do people still have them? I don't think they use them, do they? You don't really need a laser pen for anything in this day and age, do you?
Except for blinding footballers, presumably, yeah.
Honestly, it's not to be encouraged. But Dan, we had the weird blank that was a bit, the four-match blank that was... Well, it was all right, wasn't it? We did okay. What did you get for that, by the way?
Did you have a nice little blank?
Yeah, it was an all right blank. I mean, it was okay. Danger blank. A cry blank. At least it wasn't a cry blank, which is good.
I don't know. I shed some tears at a couple of things that happened to my team.
Glad I avoided that. So I spent 4 points. I got 48. So I got what? 44. Average of 28. But the average is quite misleading in this one, isn't it? Because a lot of people have stopped paying attention by now. Yeah. And they're always exposed by a blank.
I spent four. Got 48, 44 as well. Yeah,
exactly.
Even Stevens.
Wow. We're
however,
in sync.
However, yeah. Kilman didn't play. What was that all about? Yeah. Thomas,
yeah, that's weird.
Who played for Leicester, I don't know, the last 12 odd games, yeah, maybe more, 15, got dropped. I knew there were people coming back, but I did some research.
Signing for you, that, yeah.
Because they've got lots of games come up, and I had a Marty.
I mean, you'd never tipped him.
No,
I've never tipped him on the show before.
Martinelli didn't play.
Martinelli was a big shock because he's been a good signing for you, hasn't he? And he seems to be in really good form at the moment, Martinelli.
It was
he didn't play in that one for some reason. Yeah, it was sort of Captain and Kane got you out, didn't it? And Kane and Son just did the business. Really, you could have just done those two, and you'd have been fine.
Until they played, it was, that was it. After that, I had nothing.
It was looking really bad until they played. You were looking like you were on course to get one of the lowest scores ever. I mean, but they got you out of a hole. That's what they're there for, isn't it? We both captained Kane.
I think he's going to be player of the month, apparently. So,
Yeah, I bought Saka in, and I bought Saka in, and he had an instant impact, which is always nice when that happens, isn't it, Dan? Always nice when he got that nice goal that was on the edge of the box against Aston Villa. Mm. My old player, still trying to claim some sort of ownership. Lacazette didn't do much, which was a bit disappointed by, but they've got some good, favourable fixtures coming up. Arsenal, so I suppose they've got a couple of. I think they have.
And Palace away would have been a hard game, but now Zaha
Palace and Brighton,
at least they're meant to be. Yeah. Brighton, yeah, fair enough. Southampton away, you never know on their day. Chelsea away, United. Yeah, I mean, West Ham.
Not Chelsea, but the next three games are winnable, especially for this Arsenal team, who seem to be a different kettle of fish this season. To be honest, don't they?
Is that right? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, they seem to have tightened things up at the back, certainly. But I suppose the big shot was Leeds beating Wolves, wasn't it? I mean, that was madness.
Wow,
Wolves were 2-0 up in that game, weren't they?
It was Jimenez got sent off.
It seems like ages ago. Yeah, a lot of people had Jimenez and captained him. That was it. I saw many, many people. And that was, it's fairly understandable why you would have Jimenez and captain him. It was quite a harsh red card, I seem to recall.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a sort of 50-50, if that, with a keeper. Mm. I was surprised that. Old
Leeds under Ted Lasso seem to have turned a corner in the offensive zone, don't they?
Phillips is back. Bamford, I think, is done now, only for the season.
Bamford's out for the season, he'd just come back. It's a shame for him, isn't it?
But Phillips, that was a big miss for them, and I think it helps having him back. So I'd be interested how they go on from here. But I don't think their assets are really calling out to me to come in. Even though I know a lot of people are liking what's his name?
Rafinha, yeah, he missed this last one. He had COVID, didn't he? That's it.
There are rumours of his having COVID came up before the deadline, actually. So people who were sort of searching, heard that.
I wasn't that close on Rafinha. But the next two games, Southampton at home, Watford away. I mean, big games for them. I suppose this means if Bamford's out, Rodrigo may start more often. Because he's often in and out of the team. And so he could maybe... He's only 6.2. I quite like him when I've seen him in action. But yeah, I'll be sticking with Rafinha for a little bit longer. I think he's back to fitness now.
What about the double? Who are you getting?
This double coming up, yeah. Well, this is not really a double. I'm not falling into the Burnley trap again.
It is a double. Burnley Everton.
Yeah, I've fallen into the Burnley trap again, right? And I'm not doing that again. Because they're playing Man City at home. They're playing Man City at home, so it doesn't matter, does it? Right, it's not a double. Because that Man City against Burnley cancels it out, so it's not a double. Unless they're going to pull off the big shock to open up the title race wide. Do you think there's a big shock in there, potentially?
I just thought you might have another chip that you fancied for...
I've only got a free hit left to play, but I'm not going to use it on this. I'm not going to use it on this.
Okay.
I'm tempted by Everton with their two games away at West Ham and then away at Burnley, but they're not really. There's not got many players in form, have they?
I don't want any of them.
I mean, under Frankie Lampard, they've sort of peaked already, haven't they? The only person I do like for them is Gordon. He always looks good, and he's a buy at 4.5. But I just think. Sorry, did you just hear a beeping noise? Then, or was that just on my computer?
I think it's probably just your computer being. Not really. You were saying Gordon's in.
Yes. Gordon's alive for me, I'd say that much. But 4.5, I'm just wondering if he's worth popping in just for this double, because he just does look like a goal threat. He looks quite exciting going forward, but their form dipped so much. Ooh, not a fan of Gordon.
No, he's a good player. He goes down quite easily.
Damari Gray was good earlier in the season. Is he back to his best? I don't think he is.
I'll save the energy. I don't want any of them. I'm not really bothered about Burnley either. I've got one there. Defenders, Roberts, I happen to have him, and so he'll come and play, but as much through my injuries as anything else.
Stranger things have happened that Burnley have pulled off a shock and frustrated a team like Man City, but realistically, you're looking at a 5-0 Man City win away from home, aren't you?
Something like that.
But, you know, is it worth having a punt on Burnley, frustrating them, putting a bit of Pope in goal, perhaps? You know, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that Sean Dyche and Ian Wone can pull off a shock. And they need the points down at the bottom, don't they? They got the games in hand in the relegation fight. Could happen, Dan, could happen. I think I'm more looking at Burnley in their next double. I think their next double's a bit more favourable. Although West Ham away and Southampton at home, there are no easy games for Burnley, are there? So I've got to just stop getting carried away with Burnley. I'm not going to pin all my hopes on Burnley players for the rest of the season.
Wise words.
I think it's quite sensible to ignore them. I might just not make a transfer this week, actually, because I could deal with banking a little bit and stick with what I've got.
Blanking and banking. I think I will probably captain Harry Kane this week at home to Newcastle. Although Salah at home to Watford is obviously tempting.
Yeah, well, I was thinking Mane at home to Watford. Mane at home to Watford is nice.
Last time they played Watford, they won 5-0 away, and Salah got a goal and an assist and 13 points.
Salah and Mane both played extra time, but it was on Tuesday night, was it? Was it Tuesday night? I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah. So
but then last time Tottenham...
They got time to recover.
When Tottenham played Newcastle, that way they won 3-2 and Kane got a goal and assist there and 12 points.
So. Nice. But are Newcastle slightly better now than when that happened?
Yeah, but, you know, Reeds is a favourable fixture.
Yeah, I think Kane's in good form, isn't he? Certainly. I mean, he really seems to be back to his best. Even if he's not scoring, he's assisting left, right and centre. And he's got a good run of games coming up. I mean, bloody hell, just looks in the greenery ahead for Harry Kane. And obviously, you're going to keep Son. I sort of wish that happened.
Yeah, and I've got Kulusevski.
Yeah, I've got him as well, yeah. He's Scandinavian ginger, isn't he? It's quite an unusual combination.
Swedish. Swedish
and ginger haired. Nice.
Yes. They sing Gimme, Gimme, Gimme a Ginger from Sweden.
That's it, yes. Yeah. And what's his name again? Dejan
Kulusevski.
Kulusevski. He seems quite good though. Seems like a good signing, doesn't he?
Yeah, Dejan. He's keen as mustard, so it's.
So close to Dijon, isn't it, really? I mean, I'm going to keep Doherty as well. I've had him for a while. I've had him for a few weeks now. And he still looks all right, doesn't he? Still, he seems to be starting every game.
Yeah, he should start.
As an attacking option, he seems pretty good. But yeah, I'm just thinking maybe not make any massive changes and not be fooled by Burnley or Everton and just stick as I am.
I mean, I'd stick, but I've got a bit of a crisis on my hands. Ramsdale's injured. Although I don't know if he'd be playing anyway because I've got Saar as well. You know, Kilman got dropped. I don't know if that's something that's going to happen much more or what. And same with
Trent Alexander-Arnold's out, isn't he, as well?
I mean, I could just swap him for Robertson, but I think they reckon he might be back for the City game. But so it'd only be the one game he misses. So that's tricky as well. Special Champions League come, you know, these teams are still in it. That's tricky.
I see you got Tony in as well. You signed Tony. I was considering him for that double, actually.
No, because it was that blank. It was the blank, wasn't it? So I needed some players.
He's just come to the end of his little decent run, didn't he?
Just in time for being in my team, So I've got some players I don't really want.
Huang's also not really delivering, having promised so much.
Yeah, but with him and
The blank in 33. Ah, that's a good point. It's worth keeping him for the next two, isn't it, Wang?
What's this blank?
Because the They've got Wolves have got a blank in 33. I think Aston Villa. There's like a, I think it's just two teams that are blanking in 33.
Yeah, and everyone else is doubling, isn't they? So it's, yeah, it's a great week.
So yeah, but I feel like I've maybe got too many Wolves players now, especially as they're not doing quite as well as I hoped.
It's got three hits so far, yeah, isn't it?
Well, they are, Dan. And we've got a bonus free hit this season, so we're going to use it.
And there's 36 people keep talking about. So, yeah, 33, yeah, so very likely.
33 is that been confirmed as a double yet?
Well, you go on there and it shows you a lot of fixtures. I think the FA Cup was an issue.
Yeah, 33 is a double.
So that's going to change some things possibly. I don't know. It hasn't been changed yet, but yeah. Just keep your eye on it, that and 36.
That's good advice. The main bit of Dan's advice, yeah, is keep your eye on it. But yeah, I think maybe some Burnley players for 33.
You literally said at the start, about 10 minutes ago, I'm not going to get fooled by Burnley.
If they suddenly go on some sort of escape mission. And then maybe Leicester in 33 have got a couple of decent games. Newcastle away and then Everton away. But Leicester are also a bit funny this season, aren't they?
I think some of the big news is the Chelsea's play. You know, they're all back now playing. Obviously, you know, maybe they're a bit tighter because of this whole Roman selling the club business.
Yeah, good ground, no fans, though. I mean, are they allowed fans now? I think they are.
No, I don't think they are. They're allowing it.
Season ticket holders only, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the players that caught my eye this week, who's, you know, he's been doing well for a few weeks now, 3 weeks in a row, 10, 7 and a 9, is one of their defenders. Well, some refer to him as Mr. Lubber.
Yeah.
But I don't know where Shabala ranks in your thinking for
Shabala. Chalabar. Chalabar ranks.
In your thinking for someone good to get in.
Yeah. Wow. That was quite laboured, but he seems to be getting quite regular game time, doesn't he, at the moment?
And now with Christensen,
Trevor,
all but be leaving to go to Barcelona in the summer. Rudiger possibly on the move as well. Maybe they're looking to use some of the players that are going to be around next season rather than the ones that aren't.
It would make sense to plan ahead, wouldn't it? Yeah, certainly. Yes, he does seem to be doing well. And he's fairly cheap, isn't he, at 4.7?
Yeah, exactly.
Bargain. I just still think he's going to be subject to rotation, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to get him. It just was a good excuse to get in.
And Chelsea have still got two games TBC. So they've still got that yet to be decided. So, as Dan says, just keep an eye on it.
That's the
main advice. Just keep an eye on it. You know, you can't rely on us to see you through these times. Just keep an eye on it. And I think that's probably a good place to end this update, I suppose, isn't it? It's as good a place as any.
Yeah, why not? I see that there's a reasonable gap between us still of, 141 points? Yeah,
but I think wasn't it about 200 at one point? So I'm feeling like I'm closing that gap.
Like loads of chips. I've got a bench boost and 2 free hits.
Oh, if you still got all that left?
Yeah.
2 free hits. Where are the free hits? Oh, the free hits, good.
That's double 33, double 36. If that's how it plays out, that's where I'll be at. With a couple of freebies in the middle. Bench boost is only what's annoying me because I just don't see how I'm going to get the stupid thing played.
Yeah, that's true. Well, will they make a difference? It's all about captain choices, isn't it? Between now and the end of the season, pretty much. That's what's gonna be the difference.
Before we go, should we say thanks to Gibbo, who messaged on Twitter saying that he'd
Gibbo the Hammer. Some people have mentioned us in their surveys.
Some sort of FPL survey. I don't remember getting.
Yeah, I saw that come up on the app. I just said no.
It was the app. That's why I didn't have it. And then also,
yes, I think it
Robert OBJ.
Roberto BJ. Yeah, strange.
Well, if you be juvenile,
strange Twitter handle. But overall in the game week league table, Dan Hill is still top. With Better Call Raul, he's the Wolves fan. He had Jimenez in his team. He didn't captain. He captained Kane. sensible. But he's still doing very well, flying high on 2,187 points at the top of the Game Week league table.
Nice.
Right, sorted.
Yeah, hold up. March, be manager of the month, isn't it? It's going to be April tomorrow. Or the day after. I don't know if he's a 31 in this month. So manager of the month for March is Tom Lyon. Hakuna Matata. How do you pronounce that guy's surname?
Hakuna Matata. Oh, the Palace striker. Yeah, nice. He played a free.
No, a lot of people had Madison, did you notice, this week?
Yeah, I know.
Highly tipped and captained, and he did the business.
He delivered, didn't he?
Infuriating. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Good fixtures for Leicester, by the way. You're saying, why did I have Thomas? Leicester got some good fixtures and a couple of extra fixtures.
They have got a decent run in, and they've still got Norwich and Chelsea to TBC. Yeah, they've got a lot of greenery, haven't they? But I just don't think. I think they need Vardy back, don't they?
And he is Vardy, back.
Is he back or is he? I thought he came back and then he went again. I can't. He seems to be. He's getting old. He's like old man Steptoe. He really is like old man Steptoe.
No, maybe he ain't back.
More so than ever. No, I thought he came back and then he got injured again. This is what I mean. He's like, he's an absolute mess of a man. Yeah, he's getting on. Sad to see, really, isn't it? But they seem a different team with Vardy in. Yeah, I think it's a talisman. Anyway, let's go, Dan. Let's get out of here. We'll see you next time
for another update from you
on game week. And remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.